I'm speaking with Jim Leek with JLA, who spoke this morning here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference and talked a little bit about peanuts. It can help with obesity, not only help with obesity, but also help with hunger. And let's just talk first about the obesity issue. You told us all we're fat. But it is true that we really have an obesity problem, especially among our children.
Yes, and it's particularly true in our southern states. Average right now is about 35-36% of kids are clinically obese. One of our states, that southern states, it's actually about 42%. And if we don't do something about it, we've got those kids they're going to live shorter lives and will be relatively unhealthy compared to their parents. We've got to do something.
Now, how can peanuts help?
Peanuts have two major qualities about them that make them really suitable. First is they satisfy hunger faster than other foods. Not real sure about the mechanism, but it's pretty well established that you just don't, when you eat peanuts, you don't replace it with other foods. Second thing is that we don't chew peanuts very well. And so we don't get all those calories out that are available to be gotten out. That's a good thing. People get satisfied, and we don't get the calories, so it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other side of the coin is how peanuts can help with hunger issues, especially in places like Africa.
Yes, it's Africa and this country as well. We've got hungry people everywhere. My focus has been Africa for the shorter term. The big thing about peanuts is that peanuts are just about as close to perfect a food, particularly if you mix it with some milk, as you can find. And we've got a lot of data that peanuts, when mixed with milk or dry milk, can really reverse severe malnutrition in a matter of weeks in starving children. And it's inexpensive. We can deliver it to them in easy administered systems. Not well understood is that this therapy is delivered by parents, not by physicians. All we do is give it to them in easy to use fashion. They feed it twice a day, and the kids get well. It's a marvelous thing.
And this is actually an issue that's really close to your heart. Someone in your family is really helping out with this, helping to feed people who are hungry in Africa.
Yes, my daughter and her husband and my three grandchildren living in Rwanda, and they're dedicating themselves to educating the African people on how to eat, and also trying to teach them how to grow peanuts so that they can eventually perhaps make their own food of this type. I'm a proud papa.
Well, you should be. Thank you very much, Jim, here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. Thank you.